Hello and welcome to today's readings of selections from the December-January issue of Audiophile magazine. On today's program, you'll hear the best of list for children and family listening. Then we have a narrator interview with Adam Lazar White and a review of his earphones winning reading of Isaiah Dunn Is My Hero by Kelly J. Baptist. Then we have reviews in children and family listening, including a review of Renee Watson's Ways to Make Sunshine. It's an earphones winner read by Cece Aisha Johnson. Let's get right to it. The best of children and family listening. Our first book is Before the Ever After by Jacqueline Woodson. It's read by Guy Lockhart. Next we have King and the Dragonflies. It's by Kaysen Callender, read by Ron Butler. The Overground Railroad is next. It's written by Lisa Klein Ransom, and it's read by Shayna Small and Dion Graham with a note from the author. Next we have Vamos, Let's Go Eat. Raoul III wrote it. It's read by Gary Tiedemann. And finally we have When Stars Are Scattered. It's written by Victoria Jameson and Omar Mohammed, and it's read by a full cast. For our best narrator for 2020, we have Ron Butler, narrator of King and the Dragonflies, and Shayna Small, narrator of Overground Railroad. And that concludes our list of the best of children and family listening. Now we'll have a moment to hear an interview with narrator Adam Lazar White. It was conducted by Jesse C. Grierson. Narrator, actor, director, producer, writer, and teacher, Adam Lazar White sees everything as related. Each of his roles informs the others. So, when asked how being a writer influences his narration, it becomes a teachable moment. It's all about looking at texts, doing textual analysis, texting as a verb. Most narrators are actors, and acting, he explains, is a literary sport. Actors are people who love to read and know how to read comprehensively and quickly. The first thing you do, he points out, is read a script, period. Most of us are trained to read plays, break down a script. A scene has an event, but that's not to be confused with the circumstances, he elaborates. The cocktail party is the circumstance, but the event is this. I just found out that you, my wife, are sleeping with my boss. It's a betrayal. So when you learn to break down the script, you crack open what's happening, really happening, and that informs everything about how you play the scene. That Lazar White would become an audiobook narrator seems fated. On various film sets over the years, friends kept pointing him toward it. You have to do voiceovers. You have to do audiobooks, he recalls them saying as they appreciated his good, non-regional baritone voice. So he recorded a couple of samples, and he's been steadily narrating ever since. He was mid-book when the pandemic locked down the world. My wife and I built a really high-quality recording booth in our garage. During those first few months, he recorded as much work as he'd usually produce in a year. Between that and teaching, he's been, thankfully, very busy. He describes his ability to portray a variety of characters as the visceral, emotional ability to embody someone else's situation. He also notes that the way he creates compelling voices is rooted in yet another part of his life, his background as a jazz musician. I have an ear for voices, for the music of the human voice. Lazar White is proud of the diverse array of audiobooks he's narrated. It was especially an honor to narrate such classics as James Baldwin's Go Tell It on the Mountain and Thornton Wilder's The Eighth Day. He sounds as excited to read Pablo Neruda's sonnets as he does to narrate America's game, the NFL at 100. A starting quarterback when he attended Harvard, he was delighted at being selected to narrate that audiobook, though he admits reading pages of statistics was a little daunting. You have to find a way to give the content import, not bringing it to life exactly, but giving it drama through its significance. You have to have fun, he concludes. This is the project. And that concludes the interview with Adam Lazar White, conducted by Jesse C. Grierson. Here's a review of his Earphones winner, Isaiah Dunn Is My Hero. And as you know, Audiophile awards earphones to truly exceptional presentations that excel in all the following criteria: narrative voice and style, vocal characterizations, appropriateness for the audio format, and enhancement of the text. Here is the review of Isaiah Dunn Is My Hero by Kelly J. Baptist, read by Adam Lazar White. Adam Lazar White narrates this audiobook with heart. Isaiah's family has struggled since his father died unexpectedly. Encouraged by a notebook filled with stories about Isaiah Dunn, superhero, he vows to find a way to help his mother and to carry on his dad's literary legacy. Lazar White's depiction of Isaiah is achingly tender and surprisingly funny. The listener can feel every ounce of outsized emotion in this sensitive boy who is dealing with grief, loss of stability, and friendship insecurity. Though this is Isaiah's story, Lazar White also commands attention with his array of perfectly realized supporting characters, including Isaiah's annoying sister, Charlie, his incorrigible buddy, Sneaky, and his best frenemy, Angel. Another delight is listening to Isaiah's poetry, which appears throughout the production. Natalie Marshall wrote that review of Isaiah Dunn Is My Hero by Kelly J. Baptist. It's an Earphones winner, read by Adam Lazar White, and it's available from Listening Library for 5 hours, unabridged, ages 8 and up. All right, let's turn our attention now to reviews in Children and Family Listening. And our first review today is The Tower of Nero, Trials of Apollo, Book 5 by Rick Riordan. It's an Earphones winner, read by Robbie Damond. Rick Riordan's epic Trials of Apollo series comes to an end with this fifth and final installment. Narrator Robbie Damond has been the smug, funny, and entirely convincing voice of Greek god Apollo from the very beginning. As Apollo, Meg, and their friends return to New York after a cross-country road trip and prepare to wage their final battles against baddies, Nero and Python, Damond is in perfect step with all of the action and emotion. He adds squeaks and pops to his repertoire for the language of the underground troglodytes and gives voice to a large cast of characters, both familiar and new, but as always, Apollo's journey is at the heart of the story, and Damond is that heart. Will they prevail, and will Apollo become his godly self again? Listen and find out. Jennifer Dowell wrote that review of The Tower of Nero, Trials of Apollo, Book 5 by Rick Riordan. It's an Earphones winner, read by Robbie Damond, and it's available from Listening Library for 12.25 hours unabridged, ages 10 and up. Our next Children and Family Listening book is Ways to Make Sunshine. It's written by Renee Watson, and it's an Earphones winner, read by Cece Aisha Johnson. Narrator Cece Aisha Johnson embodies all the joy and light of young Ryan Hart in this instant classic for middle grade listeners. Ryan tries hard to be the leader her parents named her to be, but her competitive streak keeps getting in the way. Whether she's racing at recess or swimming at a slumber party, even though it will ruin her hairstyle her grandmother spent so much time on. Despite struggles with a new house, money being tight, and an annoying older brother, Ryan finds a way to shine. Johnson gives each endearing family member and friend, a distinctive, realistic voice that complements the character. But it's the boundless energy and compassion she gives Ryan that steal the show. Sunny Carrito wrote that review of Ways to Make Sunshine. It's written by Renee Watson. It's an Earphones winner, read by Cece Aisha Johnson, and it's available from Bloomsbury Press for 3 hours, unabridged, ages 8 and up. Next, we have Serpentine, His Dark Materials, by Philip Pullman, read by Olivia Colman. Actress Olivia Colman is a new voice to His Dark Materials series, and she slips easily into Lyra's boots. Set after the events of the Amber Spyglass, this short story, originally written 16 years ago for a charity auction, serves as an effective bridge between that book and the second in Pullman's new book of Dust trilogy, The Secret Commonwealth. Lyra and her demon Pantalaimion meet with the Council of Witches in Trollesund. Lyra has questions about the nature of her human-demon bond. Coleman captures Lyra and Pan's rapid-fire affectionate bickering flawlessly. Serpentine will mean the most to fans of the series, another puzzle piece that helps to complete the full picture of this fantastic world. Jennifer Dowell wrote that review of Serpentine, His Dark Materials, by Philip Pullman, read by Olivia Coleman. It's available from Listening Library for 26 minutes of unabridged listening. This is just a reminder that you are listening to the December-January issue of Audiophile Magazine. It's the magazine that wants you to discover the world of audiobooks and know about the best of the best audiobooks for 2020. Continuing now with our reviews in Children and Family Listening, we have The Campaign. It's written by Layla Sales, and it's read by Emily Iden. Emily Iden's narration captures the humor and relatable emotion in this nonpartisan audiobook about local politics and civic activism. 12-year-old Maddie is devastated when she learns that the lone candidate running for town mayor wants to cut school arts funding. After she persuades her babysitter, Janet, to enter the race, Maddie mobilizes a grassroots campaign at her middle school to help Janet get elected. With a youthful voice and a light touch, Iden brings to life a group of passionate young campaigners fighting for what they believe in. In contrast, the self-important, presumptive mayor's voice drips with condescension. Adding to the fun are interspersed word bubble cartoons, which Iden distinguishes from the main text with appropriate vocal variation. Sonia Cole wrote that review of The Campaign. It's written by Layla Sales, read by Emily Iden, and it's available from Listening Library for 4.25 hours unabridged, ages 10 and up. Next, we have Vamos, Let's Go Eat. It's Raoul III wrote it. It's an Earphones winner, read by Gary Tiedemann. Narrator Gary Tiedemann brims with delight as he zips young listeners around a bustling Tex-Mex border town, inhaling a feast of local food in Raoul III's second Little Lobo adventure. The audio smartly does not attempt to recreate the print version's busy book atmosphere, rather like an animated Saturday morning cartoon. Tiedemann's energetic and precise narration flawlessly embodies the story's Latinx anthropomorphic cast. Characters like Little Lobo, his dog Bernabe, and their rooster friend Cookie Dookie sound like the exact audio equivalent to their illustrated selves. Tiedemann savors each tasty word from the glossary at the end. Listeners, especially new Spanish learners, will keep coming back to this perfect audio companion for its gusto and goofiness. Lizzie Nolan wrote that review of Vamos, Let's Go Eat. Raoul III wrote it. It's an Earphones winner, read by Gary Tiedemann, and it's available from Dreamscape for 16 minutes unabridged, ages 4 through 6, and it is an audiophile 2020 Best Audiobook. Next are reviews in Children and Family Listening. We have Fry Bread, a Native American Family Story. It's written by Kevin Noble Maillard, and it's read by the author, and it's an earphones winner. Kevin Noble Maillard, a member of the Seminole Nation of Oklahoma, narrates his own audiobook about the beauty and complexity of the Native American staple, fry bread. His personality bursts through as he speaks with passion about its historical significance and about his personal connection to it. Moments of playfulness will hook young listeners into learning about the diversity of contemporary Native American families. Listeners can also follow along with the recipe for the bread at the end. Perfect for the classroom, this expressive narration is an excellent companion to the picture book, but also stands on its own as a must-listen on the living community of Native peoples in America. Lizzie Nolan wrote that review of Fry Bread, a Native American Family Story. It's an earphones winner, written and read by Kevin Noble Maillard, and it's available from Dreamscape for 34 minutes of unabridged listening, ages 4 through 6. Continuing in our reviews in Children and Family Listening, we have The Overground Railroad. It's written by Lisa Klein Ransom, and it's read by Shayna Small and Dion Graham, with a note from the author at the end, and it is an earphones winner. The rumble of train tracks, warm twangs of a banjo, and a soft humming set the scene for this children's audiobook tracing one family's journey north during the Great Migration. Narrator Shayna Small embodies Ruth Ellen, the young black girl who is escaping life on a tenant farm for a new life in New York. Shayna's voice reflects Ruth Ellen's mingled anxiety and joy at making the train journey with her parents and the sadness of leaving other family members behind. Narrator Dion Graham calls out as the conductor in a booming voice and quietly joins in when Ruth Ellen reads from a worn copy of Frederick Douglass's chronicle of his escape to freedom. The skillfully layered audiobook mirrors the richness of the picture book's moving illustrations. Emily Conley wrote that review of Overground Railroad. It's by Lisa Klein Ransom, and it's an earphones winner, read by Shayna Small and Dion Graham, and Lisa Klein Ransom wrote a note toward the end. It's available from Live Oak Media for 14 minutes unabridged, ages 4 through 6, and it is an audiophile 2020 Best Audiobook. Continuing, we have Station Jim by Louis Dibernier. It's an earphones winner, read by Andrew Wincott. Narrator Andrew Wincott exuberantly creates Edwardian England's everyday life, including its class system, residence, and steam trains. When train guard Ginger Leghorn finds a puppy, he decides he can't keep it until his five children see the dog, who is named Jim. Listeners will revel in the innocent pleasures of the family, including Leghorn's putting Jim to work on the train, collecting for charity. Wincott endearingly presents the kind and gentle Leghorns, their lively children, and Jim's misadventures, falling into a rabbit hole and accidentally going to sea, along with everyone's plans for Christmas, including caroling with Jim. The story, based on a real dog, is enhanced when Jim impresses a chatty King Edward VII and receives his most generous donation ever. This is an enchanting Christmas listen for all ages. Susan G. Baird wrote that review of Station Jim. It's by Louis Dibernier. It's an earphones winner, read by Andrew Wincott, and it's available from Belinda Audio for 2.5 hours of unabridged listening, ages 8 and up. Next, we have Everything Sad Is Untrue, a true story written and read by Daniel Neyiri. It's an earphones winner. The author intrigues listeners from the start to finish with his powerful memoir. Both Daniel Neyiri's narrative and his narration express the innocence, tenderness, humor, and losses of the 12-year-old refugee he once was. Neyiri captivates listeners with a patchwork of compelling memories and stories woven from Persian history and myth. He takes listeners from his childhood in his native Iran to his perilous flight from home and finally to his painful middle school experiences in the asylum state of Oklahoma. Neyiri blends his heart and humor with a poignant voice to deliver tales as gripping as the ones Scheherazade told for 1001 Nights. Susie Wild wrote that review of Everything Sad Is Untrue, a true story, written and read by Daniel Neyiri. It's an earphones winner, and it's available from Listening Library for 7.75 hours of unabridged listening, ages 10 and up. Our next review is Fighting Words. It's written by Kimberly Brubaker Bradley, and it's read by Bonnie Turpin with a note from the author, and it's an earphones winner. Narrator Bonnie Turpin sensitively dramatizes a story for young listeners about sexual abuse. 10-year-old Della and her 16-year-old sister Suki have moved into a foster home while their mother's predatory boyfriend awaits trial. Turpin fully realizes Della's mix of innocence, resilience, and courage as she confronts an unkind teacher, a bullying student, and her sister's pain. Authenticity abounds in the story's dialogue and situations. Turpin captures complicated emotions like Della's adoration for Suki and her own guilt about her dependency. Heartwarming moments balance those of heartbreak. Turpin portrays the caring of Della's foster mother and the compassion of a principal who listens. This audiobook would serve well to open hashtag MeToo conversations. Bradley reads her author's note, which offers hope and resources. Susie Wild wrote that review of Fighting Words by Kimberly Brubaker Bradley. It's read by Bonnie Turpin with a note from the author, and it's an earphones winner, available from Listening Library for 6.5 hours, unabridged, ages 10 and up. Next, we have Everything Comes Next, collected and new poems by Naomi Shihab Nye, read by the author. Young People's Poet Laureate Naomi Shihab Nye is a warm and comforting guide through this collection of her poems. Just because these are poems for young listeners doesn't mean that they're not sophisticated. Nye reflects on everything from a lost and found Christmas present in Yellow Glove to travelers overcoming barriers of language and culture with kindness and sweets in Gate A4. Nye's father was a Palestinian, and several poems explore Palestinians' liminal state and the intimate losses Palestinians have experienced. The accessibility of the writing and of Nye's delivery make for easy listening, but resist the urge to binge. These poems and ideas should be savored, pondered over, listened to again, and talked about together. Jen Dowell wrote that review of Everything Comes Next, collected and new poems by Naomi Shihab Nye, read by the author. It's available from Harper Audio for 3.25 hours of unabridged listening, ages 8 and up. Next, we have Trowbridge Road by Marcella Pixley, read by Tara Sands. Narrator Tara Sands winningly introduces the residents of Trowbridge Road, which is in suburban Boston. After 10-year-old Ziggy Carlo's mom brings him to live with his Nana Jean, he notices a girl sitting in a tree watching him. June Jordan lives nearby with her mother. Characters are memorably portrayed by Sands, with Nana Jean's compassionate warmth being the standout. Soon the kids help each other cope with the individual problems by entering a magic world. Sands emotively describes the beauty of nature, simple meals, and June's life with her agoraphobic mother, who became a germaphobe after her husband's death from AIDS. Most appallingly, she obliterates germs by making June take bleach baths. The realistic yet inspiring conclusion will help kids with parents who have mental health problems. Susan G. Baird wrote that review of Trowbridge Road by Marcella Pixley. It's read by Tara Sands, and it's available from Brilliance Audio Candlewick for 6.5 hours unabridged, ages 10 and up. Next, we have The Talk, Conversations About Race, Love, and Truth. It's edited by Wade Hudson and Cheryl Willis Hudson, and it's read by Fajir Al-Kaisi, Fyodor Chin, Gisela Chipe, Michael Crouch, and others. A group of experienced narrators vividly presents this series of conversations with young people about race. Fans of audiobooks will recognize many names in the impressive lineup, including those of Michael Crouch, Janina Edwards, and Guy Lockhart. The diversity of the cast reflects the male-female writers who tackle serious topics such as discrimination among elementary school children. Portraying a diverse group, ranging from African Americans to Asians, the narrators capture the anecdotes and conversations with dynamism. They make the complicated dialogue among parents, siblings, and other children compelling, realistic, and moving. This timely production addresses an increasingly insistent contemporary issue. One can listen to the short, powerful chapters in any order. Mohana Rajakumar wrote that review of The Talk, Conversations About Race, Love, and Truth. It's edited by Wade and Cheryl Willis Hudson. It's read by a talented cast of narrators, and it's available from Listening Library for 1.75 hours unabridged, ages 10 and up. That's our show for today, but I hope you'll plan to tune in next time when we'll have our feature audiobooks and literacy. This time you'll hear 6 mini reviews of audiobooks for science-minded kids. We'll follow that with the best of list in young adult listening, as well as reviews in young adult listening, including a review of Punching the Air by Ibi Zoboi and Yusef Salam, and Earphones Winner read by Ethan Harris. So until next time, thanks for listening.